We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Once we got our grand juries back up and running here a couple weeks ago, we obviously had a backlog of cases that we had to put in the grand jury. My first concern, obviously, were the individuals who were actually incarcerated at the holding center, and still is my concern, but those who have been in the holding center for the past 4 or 5 months, just kind of sitting there waiting. Those were obviously a priority, but this case was also a priority. And in addition to those that have been sitting in the holding center for the past 4 or 5 months, just sitting there during the virus, I put this case also at the top of the list of getting cases in the grand jury as soon as we got back up and running. So that has happened. And the grand jury has come back with an indictment, and Mr. Brown, Antonio Brown, 34 years old, was arraigned this morning on the sealed indictment, charging him with numerous crimes. I would characterize a very aggressive presentation to the grand jury, and the grand jury came back with my aggressiveness, quite frankly. He is being charged with one count of aggravated vehicular homicide. That's a Class B felony. He's being charged with one count of vehicular manslaughter in the first degree, a Class C felony. And he's being charged with two counts of manslaughter in the second degree, both Class C felonies. Now, there are a number of legal theories here, and I've pretty much charged them all. And now it will be up to the jury to decide which ones they're going to convict on. The first two counts, the aggravated vehicular homicide and the vehicular manslaughter charge, those two charges require two or more dead bodies. So that's why there's only one count of each of those charges, because the penal law itself actually mandates two or more bodies. The manslaughter that I charge is regular old manslaughter. Has nothing to do with alcohol, or has nothing to do with a car. It's just regular old common law manslaughter. And obviously, there are two counts of that for each of the unfortunate deceased bodies. So that is why you have a distinction here. Just so you know, the distinction between the aggravated vehicular homicide and the vehicular manslaughter is a recklessness standard. So in order to prove the highest count, the B felony of aggravated vehicular homicide, I have to prove recklessness on the part of the defendant. I also have to prove recklessness in the manslaughter, the regular old manslaughter charge as well. So that's why I've discharged them all, quite frankly. And so now we will proceed accordingly. Even though we have multiple bodies here, even though I have multiple different charges, unfortunately, I can't get concurrent time here. So the maximum punishment is the 25 years on the Class B felony, which is the highest count, the aggravated vehicular homicide. I can't stack the others on top of it, and I can't stack both deceased bodies on top of it either. So the maximum punishment is 25 years. He was, like I said, arraigned this morning on the sealed indictment. We asked for a remand to keep him in jail. The judge gave him $50,000 bail. We also asked that his license be taken away, and the judge granted that and took away his license. So his license has been taken away. There is no return date right now because Judge Case, was in front of Judge Case this morning. He is a special term judge. It will now be assigned to a judge, and then that judge who then gets assigned the case will then schedule for the next first pretrial conference. There were a lot of social media rumors going on about this case after it first happened. And I can tell you that none of them are true, okay? The only thing that's true is that there was a Maserati involved here, okay? That the defendant was driving a Maserati. That was the only quote unquote glamorous or sensational social media thing that was out there that was true. The fact that he was related to Mayor Brown, totally not true. The fact that he was a Buffalo Bill, totally not true. The fact that he was being chased from the West Seneca Police Department, totally not true. Okay, so all the rumors that were out there, by the way, just like all the rumors with Mr. Gugino, are totally not true, okay? Totally not true, all right? I'll talk about that at a later date, all right? But so all the social media, all the nonsense that was out there is absolutely, totally not true. He was driving a Maserati. It was an older 1998 Maserati, so it's not really that glamorous, quite frankly. I mean, anyone can I'm not sure what the blue book value on a 98 Maserati is, but it's probably not that much. So there's really nothing glamorous about that. And quite frankly, there's nothing glamorous about this case at all. I have two dead young people. I have a 33-year-old who's passed away and a 32-year-old who's passed away, who were cousins. They were cousins. And mothers have had to bury their daughter, and a mother had to bury her son. There's nothing sexy or glamorous about that at all. There's nothing glamorous about this case. This case is a tragedy. The other question that's been out there percolating on social media, not really a rumor, I guess, but I guess that's a kind of a question that's been out there on social media, has been, well, Mr. Flynn, if you're claiming that he was drinking, and you're claiming that he was traveling at a high rate of speed, well, why wasn't he arrested right there on the spot? Why wasn't he arrested shortly thereafter? Okay, why has there been a delay now of 6 months? Well, obviously the delay for that 6 months is the COVID. Okay, so that explains the majority of that delay. Obviously, I couldn't have a grand jury until 2 weeks ago, and as soon as we got the grand jury, like I said, this case was at the top of the list, along with the people in the holding center. The delay for the first couple of months had a question about this too, Ed, had nothing to do with the alcohol per se, okay? Mr. Brown's blood was taken at the hospital immediately. Mr. Brown's blood was sent to the county lab, tox lab, immediately. The tox lab on average takes 45 to 60 days to come back with their test results. The results in this actually came back a little bit before 60 days, so it was within that window of normal time period. Okay, so the tox came back within a couple months like normal, so there was no delay at all on the tox. Okay, there was no delay at all on the blood being taken. His blood was taken immediately to the hospital and sent away for testing. What complicated this case is the accident scene. This is an extremely complex accident scene. Some cases, some accidents, you can tell right away. The police get there right away, and you know, you talk to a few people and boom, the I's dotted and T's crossed and you're all set. You know what happened, you know who did what, you knew everything, okay? And you can move right there, okay? This was the furthest thing from that. When the police arrived at the scene, one, it was pouring rain. Two, you had a deceased body that was in the victim's car. One body in the car. The second body was found on the ground a good distance away from the car. How'd that body get there? What happened to that second body? When the police arrived at the scene, the Maserati car, no one was in that car, okay? No one was in that car at all when the police got there scene. The defendant was up on someone's porch, presumably to get out of the rain. A short time later, there was a female who was on a cell phone kind of walking around. It was determined shortly thereafter that she was also a passenger in the Maserati car. And then there were other people coming out of houses left and right in that neighborhood, okay? So you had a chaotic situation. And the bottom line is that it was not crystal clear who was driving a Maserati initially. So operation of the motor vehicle, operation of the Maserati was not crystal clear, definitive, right away. So I had to develop who was driving a Maserati. And then, obviously, I had to wait 45 to 60 days for the tox to come back. Then on top of that, the Buffalo Police Department did an outstanding job on the accident investigation report. That report takes a while, though, okay? We didn't get that report completed until January. So now, I don't have the complete accident report now until January now, all right? And now, I'm at a position where, you know, I got a few more things to do here, okay, in order to button this up, and then the virus hits. And so now I'm on freeze, okay? So that's the only reason for the delay here, okay? There's no other reason for the delay at all. It wasn't because it was the mayor's relative or someone's getting special treatment. There was no reason for the delay except for getting to the bottom of this complex investigative scene. That's it. There was also some discussion early on about this black box, okay? Technically, it's not called a black box, just so you know. It's called a module, all right? The black box is kind of a generic term that I used months ago, but it's a module, okay? We got the black box out of the victim's car, and we got the module out of the Maserati. And initially, Italy and Germany was involved. Now Poland's involved too, okay? I'm not gonna get into details about that because I can't talk about test results, but I have my handle on this, okay? I am confident that at trial, I am going to be able to use potentially information from both the Toyota and the Maserati. But that's all I can say about it right now. The cause of death to the two victims was extreme blunt force trauma. And unfortunately, it was extreme blunt force trauma. I am precluded from my ethical pretrial rules. I can't talk about the results of the blood test. I can't talk about the results of the tests of the black boxes or modules, okay? So I can't talk about any test results at all. So all I can tell you is that I am basing this indictment on the fact that I believe Mr. Brown was drinking that evening. He was coming from a bar in West Seneca when this happened. And I believe that he was speeding. Questions?
And so, interesting that you would say that he was drinking, that that you guys took the blood immediately.
Mm-hmm. The hospital did.
The hospital did. They normally do.
No, well, not always. That's not true.
Well, but they take blood when they're trying to get information about somebody.
They do. They do.
Right. They have the blood.
Yep.
My question is, at what point did the DA's office file that search warrant to get the blood for the toxicology
from? From the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
The next business day. Right away.
So isn't there a delay at that point then?
No, because the blood's there. They got the blood.
Yeah, but
the blood's preserved.
Don't you need a special blood test to test for toxicology?
No.
So then So then the test that the hospital takes, because I have two sources that say that there was a delay in the DA's office filing that search warrant to get the toxicology from the blood to test to see if it was in fact over the legal limit.
Not true. It was not true. That's not true. Totally not true.
But you just say that search warrant was filed a day later.
Well, then you got to get the next business day. Yeah. Listen, it doesn't matter. The blood's there. The blood's at the hospital, okay?
But they can say that it's, in fact, over the legal limit.
Yes.
With that blood test they initially take. The hospital can say, Antonio Brown had a .33.
Yes.
With the blood that they take initially.
Yes, sir.
Why is it a matter for a search warrant? Why would you need that search
warrant? Because the law says you got to have a search warrant in order to send that blood to the tox lab. Because the hospital doesn't make the determination on what the read is, okay? The hospital doesn't do that. You got to take that hospital blood they have in the vial, okay, and then send it to the county lab, okay? In order to do that, you need a search warrant.
So what was his blood alcohol?
I can't tell you. Yeah, I can't tell you. We just test.
What? Yeah. Why not? I mean, because routinely release
that I can't because rules of professional conduct, trial publicity. Okay, I am not. Well, I have it right here. I am not allowed to talk about results of testing pretrial.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm one of these ethical rules. Please are not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is he going to be charged? I mean, he's not going to be charged with drunk driving, though.
Well, that's a lesser.
Or is that just part of it?
That's a lesser included offense.
Okay.
So now that becomes a tactical decision now, okay? I didn't include in the indictment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I could have, okay? I could have charged, the DUI, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's automatically, though, a lesser included offense of the vehicular manslaughter. Okay.
Okay.
So at trial, I got the tactical decision to ask the judge to include the lesser included offense.
Okay.
That'll be up to me. Now I suspect the defense is going to do that as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's up to them.
So has Mr. Brown been cooperative?
I can't talk about any communication with him, but I can't talk about any communication with Mr. Brown or his lawyer.
Okay, I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Did he make any omissions?
I can't answer that here. I can't comment on any statements he may or may not made. Yeah.
Also, the black boxes, from what I've understood and have reported, obviously, is not a black box at all.
I said that. It's called a module.
Well, it's like a blah punk kind of thing, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But if it, I mean, what information can you glean from that? Because from what I've told and have reported, there was no information on that black box.
Okay. How would your sources know that? I mean, just think about that, okay?
Well, because it's not a black box at all.
Well, cause, no, but yeah, but you can get you it's called a you can get information off the module.
What can you get off of it?
You can get speed off of it. You can get other information off of it. All right, so I'm not telling you what I got off it, okay? But in general, okay, you can get information off that module potentially.
Well, so okay, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. That's what they're saying is that there's no information on that.
Well, no one definitively knows that, except people in this office.
And so, what are you trying to say that?
I'm not trying to say that. I'm trying to say that your sources are speculating.
So where is this black box right now? Where is this module of sorts?
I'm not going to comment where it is right now.
Well, but now Poland is involved.
Poland's involved. I'm not gonna comment though on how involved or what the thing is. But I'm not gonna comment on that.
So this case happened in October.
Mm-hmm.
The DA obviously has the police report that was filed by the police department, right? I assume that you have the accident report.
Correct. Got it in January.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So. In the accident report that we have that was filed that night, it clearly says that Antonio D. Brown is the driver. So okay. What was the confusion?
It wasn't crystal clear.
But why not?
If I tell you that, I'm going to have to tell you what the evidence I have is that supports that, and I don't want to go on the evidence.
So was there initial thinking that the passenger was the driver?
Again, all I'm saying is that it wasn't crystal clear who was the driver.
What was the call that came out? Multi-vehicle accident, or what?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the exact call was.
Well, did he make bail?
I don't know. I don't know if he got $50,000 or not. he'll get bond, okay? So it'll be less than actually $50,000, okay? But I don't know how much money he's got.
The car was the vault, right?
You know, I don't want to dime that establishment out definitively, okay? All I know is it was a West Seneca bar.
So just to be clear, if I can circle back
sure,
to the blood.
Absolutely.
Can you walk me through what the initial investigatory steps are when you are developing somebody's blood alcohol content via blood? And let me just ask you this question. Did he initially refuse a breathalyzer test?
I believe so. Okay. It's unclear what the extent of his refusal was, though, okay?
Because he might have been drunk?
Well, I'm not gonna comment why, okay? But your first part of your question, okay, is no, I'm not gonna go into the step-by-step process because that is gonna come out at motion practice here, okay? So what's gonna happen now, Ed, is that there's gonna be a judge assigned to the case. That judge is going to schedule a pretrial conference. At that pretrial conference, the judge is going to schedule a timeline, okay, for motions and hearing in that trial date, okay? And the answers that you're looking for here, okay, to try to clarify what your sources are telling you, okay, all of that mechanism is going to be litigated at a motion and hearing, okay? So I'm not going to give the defense counsel that their motion papers on air here right now.
Okay, let me ask you this question then. Is it standard practice for the DA's office to wait a business day to file that search warrant to get blood?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For the hospital blood, yeah. Again, there's no rush to file a search warrant for the hospital blood. Okay, because the blood's preserved, the blood's there. So what? Just take anyone. Okay, forget about Antonio Brown, Joe Smith. Joe Smith gets in an accident. Okay, or gets stabbed or shot, whatever. Okay, and Joe Smith goes into ECMC. Okay, and like you said before, as part of the treatment process of Joe Smith, okay, they take his blood. Okay, so now they got now they got a vial of Joe Smith's blood right there, okay? And they put it in the fridge or whatever there, okay? And they got it preserved, okay? So that blood's preserved, okay? That blood, if Joe Smith was taking coke, okay, or whatever, okay, nothing's going to dissipate in that blood at all. Okay?
I guess
so
my question is, I understand what you're saying, but so is it, so a hospital takes somebody's blood and puts it in the refrigerator. That's what they do all the time.
Well, again, I don't know. I don't work at ECMC.
Well,
but in criminal cases, okay, when we in criminal cases, okay, if we find out that the hospital took blood, because like I said, they don't do it all the time, okay? But if we find out they take the blood, we say, hey, keep that blood, okay? We're now going to go to a judge, okay, and have a search warrant done to get that blood sent to the Erie County lab. Oh, that's what's done here. So there's no. If I did it a week later, it doesn't matter, okay? I'll applying for a search warrant, okay? Because all it's going to do is just delay the lab from testing, okay? And the lab takes 45, 60 days anyway. So at the end of the day, the delay that I make, if they're like, say what happened over the Christmas holidays, okay, and no one was here for a whole week, okay, and I do it a week later, all right, it doesn't matter, okay. Only thing that matters on the back end now, because now the lab, instead of giving me 45 to 60 days, now it's going to give me 52 to 67 days. See what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess my other question was, why was he taken to the hospital initially?
He appeared to be injured.
And his passenger was injured as well.
She went to the hospital too.
Yeah,
I don't know what her injuries were, but she went to the hospital. All four went to the hospital.
DA, we weren't allowed in the courtroom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't control that.
I know,
I'm sorry.
What do you make of that? I mean, was it just...
No, I said her COVID. I mean, I'm bad here. I'm making y'all stay together here. I'm sorry. They the court system is very, very cautious about not having a lot of people in one room, okay, and they want to prevent the spread.
Would you lobby for an overflow room so we?
Yeah, I will. Kate came up to me and said, "Hey, that she wasn't allowed in the courtroom either. I mean, she was with you, so I will. I'll work on that for you.
And we'd be happy to work with you on that.
What's that?
Yeah.
I'll work on it for you. I'll see. Yeah, I'll talk to the judges. Well, Gino, yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, this was unique. I mean, yeah, what made it unique is the, they had the Brown last name, okay, so someone came up with a conclusion related to Mayor Brown, okay, I don't know, I get the Maserati angle, okay, not everyone's driving a Maserati in Buffalo, all right, so, you know, you get a guy driving a Maserati, well, who is this guy, okay? Oh, it's related to Mayor, the Buffalo Bill, you know? I mean, you know, so people start speculating, you know, and social media, that's why I don't go on her. Right?
Yeah. Can you also just clarify, was it a 98 or 2008 Maserati?
I heard a 98, but that... Yeah, all right, someone told me, they told me 98, but I'll double check on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2008?
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad then. I'll clarify
it's
that.
It's still older.
It's older, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you probably said this. Did he plead not guilty today? Did
yes, yes. Yep, plead not guilty. Yep.
So yeah. The officers that first arrived, did they think something was going on? Bodies all over the place? Was it bad of an accident?
Yeah. Yes. There was two bodies. No one's in a Maserati car. People are now coming out of their houses, okay? It was a complex accident scene. And again, what also is complex too in this case, and I gotta prove in all four of these charges here, in the manslaughters, in the aggravated vehicular homicides, and in the vehicular manslaughter, okay, some form in one way or another, I've gotta prove causation in every one of those charges. And who caused this accident and how this accident happened, all right, that was a key part of this investigation, and that took a while to formulate.
So I have a question about that too.
Yep.
So did the driver of the Toyota pull out in front of the driver of the Maserati?
I'm not gonna say that, Ed. I'm not gonna go into what happened, Ed, because again, I don't wanna do the defense lawyer's job for them on camera. I'm not gonna say what happened, but this is an aggressive indictment. I'll leave it at that.
Because
the last time, here's what happened, Ed. The last time I, About a couple, about maybe a year ago or so, I like said, like right now, after Raymond, this is a tough case, okay? What happened was the defense lawyer used that in their opening statement. You know, well, Mr. Flynn said it was a tough case, okay? Therefore, he must not think we got beyond a reasonable doubt. So I don't want to, you know, give the defense lawyer words to use in opening statement. So I'm just going to say complex.
Do you think if no one, he was standing on the porch and you say it was out of the rain, what if he would just stand on the porch and I wasn't driving the car?
Well, again, that's why I had to button that up, okay? I get what was on the police report that night, okay? I get that, okay? But I can tell you this. That information that night in that police report would not have withstood beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law.
Why not?
Because I had to develop further evidence. Because there was other evidence out there that made it not crystal clear. I can't tell you what it exactly was, but there was other evidence out there that made it not crystal clear. And so I had to button that up. I had to dot that I and cross that T. I got it now, though.
What about the idea that police were either already on the scene or
not true.
Almost immediately on the scene?
They were pretty close, yeah. But the whole thing that West Seneca was chasing them, okay, in a Buffalo, okay, not true at all. Not true at all. Yeah, but they got there pretty quick though. But just so you know, when they got there, it wasn't that quick because there was no one in the Maserati. The Maserati was empty.
Was
that Kate?
2008.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Was this indeed the first grand jury case that was heard?
One of them.
Okay.
One of them. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure the first one.
Okay.
It started a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure exactly when. But yeah, it was one of the first.
So are we back? Is court back for the most part then?
Court's not, but grand jury is.
Grand jury is.
Grand jury's back.
So you're still not doing trials?
There's no trials here, no. So when
does that happen?
I don't know. That's something, I don't know. It's up to the judges. Yeah,
wow.
No, I don't know. So yeah, there's going to be no trial date in this case.
You can do felony hearings.
I can do felony, so I can do grand juries.
Mm-hmm.
I can do felony hearings, okay? This is a fair question too that, you know, someone could ask, okay, and again, I'll put it out there. I mean, you know, I could have arrested this guy back in February or March, okay, you know, during right when COVID started, okay. I could have, I had enough at that point, probably, okay. I'm not sure exactly where I was, but I was close, okay. I could have arrested the individual, Brown, okay, and then had this case put on hold for the next 4 months, okay, but, I made a tactical decision, a strategic decision, to put this case right in the grand jury without arresting it beforehand. Because remember, speaking of felony hearing, if I arrest someone, okay, now I got to run a felony hearing, all right? And I don't want a felony hearing run in this case before a grand jury. So I made that strategic, tactical decision to wait until the grand jury came back and then put it all in a grand jury and then had the grand jury indicted after the fact, okay? I do that a lot. I mean, I do that probably in the majority of cases on big murder cases and, you know, rape cases, okay? If I don't have the suspect isn't arrested like right away within the first 48 hours or so, all right? And I solve the case after the fact. I normally don't arrest. I normally just put it right in the grand jury. So I did the same thing in this case right here.
So at this point, though, there's no return date, so a judge is going to be assigned. I assume that you'll have that felony hearing date.
Well, no, there's no felony hearing now. There's only a felony hearing after you arrest someone, okay? But, you know, if you don't make the arrest, and I just put it right in the grand jury, and I indict it in the grand jury, and then now arraign it, there's no felony hearing.
Got it.
Yep,
How did the family find out that he was being arrested?
Oh, I've been in constant contact with the victim's family for the past 6 months. I think that they're relieved that, you know, where the process has been started, but obviously, I said it before, Allie, you never have closure if you're a family. I mean, I can give him legal closure, all right, but hopefully, I mean, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, okay, so I'm not saying he's guilty, all right? So I can give legal closure, but I can never give closure. And so I'm aware of that, and obviously they're going to be aware of that for the rest of their lives.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.